Come, black candles, light the byre. Illuminate the place with fire. There's no joy here, a Christmas birth. Just death for lives, sans moral worth. R.A. Prologue.
You're gonna die. Hmm? What you say, lady? Hear me now. Hear me. Don't y'all cry. You must up your face. Me ain't gonna hurt you none. Gonna be quick and easy. All be over soon. Soon. You understand? The Lord, he am waiting for ya. Waiting for ya.
Lillian Persaud hadn't had sex with Tom for more than a month. As she had made for the office at a brisk trot, she smiled to herself. Gentle breeze, a few spots of rain tapping at her brolly, some wispy gray cloud. Might warm up later, though. Bound to really, she thought, with her usual optimism. Out of the corner of her eye, she spotted something moving, a shadow, perhaps her own. Couldn't place it. Coming from behind a parked car, a moment of unease, but not one to break the glorious mood she was in. The day ahead filled with appointments, staff meetings, and then, this winter forecast had said it would be a mixed day, so at least there'd be some sun to look forward to. Business was getting busier by the week in her expanding company, Persaud IT Limited. A hectic day ahead of her, evening to think about. Plans for sex, she mused. Lots of it. ASAP. On the agenda. And about time, too. She smiled again at the prospect. Some soft music. Modern jazz. The contemplative tones of Miles Davis's trumpet. Chick Corea on piano. Tom's favorite record. Peggy Lee singing Some Cats Know. And she added mentally the following refrain. How to go real slow. Tom knew how to go real slow. Lovely man. What a wedding night they had. Not a real wedding, but an exchanging of vows and commitment before an unofficial officiant in a humanist service. They both had their own reasons for preferring to avoid a religious ceremony. A couple of dozen close family and friends in a tiny hotel off the beaten track near to Burton-on-the-Water in the Cotswolds. Of course, it wasn't the first time they made love. But Tom made it feel that way. And it was as if he'd saved something special for just that evening. Up till then, every night with him had been special. But wow, she thought. Was that night extra special, or was it not? Not too many nights like it since the baby. Gracie was a demanding tot, and now an even more demanding little girl. Still, she thought, her imp seemed to have got over her current bout of sleeplessness. Someone on the other side of the street emerging from behind a tree this time. Looking at her? A phantom silhouette, following her. Dark tracksuit and trainers, hoodie obscuring the face, soundless steps. Were they smiling? She couldn't see. Lillian frowned for a moment, no one else around. Early morning, a few parked vehicles, an unexpected feeling of loneliness. Maybe they were scowling. She hurried on, getting nervous now, her heels clicking on the pavement, echoing in her ears. Like being on the ghost train in a fairground, never sure what was going to jump out at you. Nothing was going to attack her out here in the street. This was Bloomsbury, where bad things didn't happen. She'd soon be at the office, her door locked behind her, safe. Then, hot coffee. The world waking up. Staff arriving shortly. Tom said she was a worrier.
Darling,
he told her one day,
if you didn't have something to worry about, it almost certainly worry you.
He was right, of course. But worriers get things done, she protested, and looking around, she found her imagined stalker had vanished. A heaved sigh of relief. Baby Grace had been fractious, and her sleepless nights had impacted Lillian and Tom. But there'd been six undisturbed nights when the parents had caught up with some desperately needed shut-eye. And now Lillian was beaming to herself as she mentally planned the evening in.
Look, Look, see? It's saying here in the Bible, Deuteronomy 23, verse 2, that no one born of a forbidden union may enter the kingdom of the Lord. Even to the 10th generation, none of his descendants may enter the assembly of the Lord. You're gonna have to pay, lady.
Tom loved cooking, but he also liked to eat out. He'd probably booked somewhere for them already. It was their anniversary, that of the first time they'd met. But tonight was going to be all Lillian's treat, and for a change there'd be no meat. Tom could eat lamb and beef for England, but he'd been told by his doctor to cut down as his cholesterol levels were too high. So tonight would be fish. Cod, baked in fish stock, with chopped onions and tomato, and a handful of black olives to finish it off. Steamed new potatoes in their skins, dripping in butter. Well, maybe not exactly dripping. A mixed salad with her own dressing. A bottle of Pinot Grigio. And for dessert, a blueberry pavlova coupled with vanilla ice cream by Marshfield Farm. An English make on a par with the best of Italian. Divine thoughts. Tom hadn't seen the white thong yet. The one with the split crotch, the matching barely there white bra. The contrast with her ebony complexion would be stark. Heavens, she thought, I'll be stark, or as good as. She kept them on for an occasion like she was going to make tonight's. Her legs went slightly wobbly at the thought. However, would she make it through the day? She wondered. The first thing she noticed upon opening up the office was that the alarm hadn't been set the night before. She frowned. Must have a word with the cleaners later today. But just the same, she thought, worrying. They'd kept all the original features of the beautiful Georgian building's interior, whilst managing to lay out desks with smart glass dividers to allow, if not privacy, at least the chance to concentrate on work without the immediate intrusion of others in the room overwhelming you. There was a separate boardroom for client meetings, and it was to this she presently repaired. She needed to spread out paperwork in a manner more convenient than might be obtained at a desk, no matter how many screens she chose to work with. For all her IT skills, sometimes it was the old tried and tested routines that worked best. Lillian was happy, happier than she'd ever been in her life. After a ghastly childhood from which she'd made a timely escape, things were coming together more satisfyingly than she had ever dared to hope.
They all jagabat woman stink take and fool me. They run away from me. But me have catch ya. Me have seen ya, lady, flaunting y'all and your baby. Lady the chillin'barn of a forbidden union. Who you think you is? Me ain't no dotish man, no mama guy. Me am gonna bring you all back to God.
And yet that shadow again, from the corner of her eye. And here, in the office? Her mind playing tricks. Had to be. But why all of a sudden? She wasn't normally given to random fears. She'd be seeing ghosts next. Shaking her head resolutely, she told herself not to be stupid. Then the light pad of a muffled tread, a sharp pinprick in the back of her neck, the warmth of a thin stream of blood. Her blood, running down her spine, and a cultured voice warning her not to look around. She felt as though she were being crushed with fear. She couldn't breathe properly. Her blood was freezing in her veins as she shuddered uncontrollably. She could see the papers spread around the boardroom table, but made no connection with them. It was as though she were marooned in a foreign country, where she could neither understand nor make herself understood. She knew she mustn't panic, mustn't scream, because the shadow wouldn't want her to scream, would need her to scream in order to exercise power over her. She closed her eyes and breathed in deeply to try to calm her nerves. The voice was educated, could be spoken to. She might use reason. This was clearly a case of mistaken identity, which she could quickly establish. Then the voice changed, the tone dropped by a couple of octaves, and to her consternation, the accent was now clearly patois. Lillian heard a match flare, smelled burning tallow as smoke played around her head. She tried to think who it could possibly be, racked her brains uselessly, didn't know who it was, no idea in the world. but they clearly knew all about her.
De candle and burning dong. It have your name on the side, Lillian. When it reach the bottom, you're gonna die. Hmm? Ah, now you screaming, Lillian? That's good. Show you're repenting. Keep screaming now, Lillian. Keep screaming. Ain't no one gonna hear you. Praise the Lord.